time for our local hero spotlight with maybe the gentlemen who are like the Ben and Jerry's of farming in our area in many ways. You kind of resemble a younger Ben and Jerry. Dave Tepfer and Jeremy Barker Plotkin from Simple Gifts Farm in Amherst, and Devon Whitney Deal from
yes,
CISA,
thanks,
the local
Monty.
Hero. I got so wrapped up in the Ben and Jerry's analogy, I almost forgot to introduce you, Devon Whitney Deal.
That's okay.
And Simple Gifts in Amherst, how long have you two been working together, and how long have you known each other?
Well, we've known each other since 1994 when we worked at a place called the Land Institute out in Kansas.
Kansas. I'm all the way. So are we
yes.
over the rainbow here? You have rainbow suspenders.
Yes, that's right.
I'm work on right now.
Nanu. We've been farming at the North Amherst Community Farm since 2006 when a group of neighbors came together to purchase the property. They wanted to preserve it, but also see a community farm happen there.
And that's Jeremy Barker Plotkin. So Simple Gifts then sort of grows out of that, Dave Tepfer?
Yes. Well, the core of it is growing food in a community for the community. North Amherst Community Farm started as a group of neighbors trying to save a piece of land from being developed and mm-hmm. wanted to grow food on it, which fit in exactly with what Jeremy and I wanted to do. So it's all about growing food for the people who live just really right around us.
And you've had a CSA available
since the beginning.
Uh-huh. And now you're taking it to the next level, opening up a farm store. Where is the farm store?
It's right at the farm, right on North Pleasant Street, mm-hmm. just a mile north of UMass.
We really see it as a way of kind of broadening our commitment to the community and reaching out to more community members. The CSA share, the model is really kind of designed for, you know, really your typical nuclear family.
Right.
You know,
and you must have to eat a lot of vegetables too. You have to love the vegetables if you get a CSA,
with
right?
My family, it's like, yeah, you have to just get a giant bowl and put all of your greens in it and just force as many of those down your throat. But the farm store can be more versatile for people.
Yeah, so the evolution of our share, we have a free choice share where people get a bag and they just get to fill it mm-hmm. with whatever veggies they want.
Nice.
So that's one level of, you know, adding some choice. And then we've also added a flex pass where people can come in 10 times during the season and just fill up that bag.
Uh-huh.
So they don't have to come in every week. And then the store itself, you know, if you just want to come in and buy a tomato and a loaf of bread and some cheese, you can come in and do that.
Speaking with Jeremy Barker Plotkin and Dave Tepfer from Simple Gifts Farm in Amherst and Devon Whitney Deal from CISA. So, Dave, when did this farm store open and what sort of products do you have available?
It opened officially in July. You know, we certainly mostly feature stuff from our farm, but then we also get in a lot of stuff from other local farms and other local, you know, food producers of different kinds, but really focusing on as local as we can get and as organic or close to organic products as we can get.
Even in the middle of winter here?
Even the middle of winter.
Yeah, actually, Monty, I'm seeing some delicious green spinach.
There's a giant bag of greens that I'm going to have forced down my throat now, just like when I get my farm chair in the middle of the summertime. So these are carrots from whom?
From our farm.
Nice.
Lovely orange.
You want one to bite?
I do. I'm going to chew it after I speak.
No, just chew right into the microphone. People love hearing people eat on the radio.
I know. Monty, I want to mention the convenience factor of their store. It's right on the bus line. People that don't have a car can get on the bus and go visit Jeremy and Dave.
And that should be huge for different types of communities. For people that might not be able to afford a car, they can still mm-hmm. come to your farm store and get these farm fresh veggies. And you are also part of the Healthy Incentives Program, right?
Yes.
That's correct.
And for those who don't remember, how does that work?
The HIP program or Healthy Incentives Program is people use their SNAP benefits, which is the new word for food stamps. They buy something at the store, any local fruits or vegetables, they can doubled the value. So they get
a reward
back to their card.
It's hip to be hip.
It is
you
hip to be
betcha.
Hip.
One hip thing that Simple Gifts is doing with the farm and the farm stand is you're part of Amherst's big winter fest, and which is now spread out from just the country club there to all different parts of town. So what are you going to be doing at Winterfest at your farm?
We're serving up tacos. We're going to have beer from Element Brewing Company.
Nice.
We're going to have hot drinks, and we're having a Stomp Box Trio, fantastic blues music, and it features Evelyn Harris from Sweet Honey and the Rock.
That sounds amazing. I've not heard this trio yet. Now I really want to come.
They're fantastic.
And check that out. That is February 3rd.
That's correct.
Jeremy Barker Plotkin and Dave Tepfer from Simple Gifts Farm and their new farm store that just opened this past summer, and Devon Whitney Deal from CISA, the local hero, folks, buylocalfood.org.